Hey everybody, this is John with Catholics for Rednecks. Thank you for dropping by my humble Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook channels. Pray for my voice. It's really giving me a lot of trouble. And that's one of the reasons why I'm pumping these videos out, because doctor told me last time I went to get scopes and scans, he said maybe the next time they do surgery, that it will permanently alter my voice for life. And I guess I'll start talking like Humphrey Bogart or something. But I want to make as many of these YouTubes as I can while I sound like me. So appreciate your prayers. But yesterday I did started a video telling my conversion story, how I went from born and raised Southern Baptist to becoming a Catholic YouTuber. So when you get through this video, if you'll scroll back and listen, that's a long one now. It's 50 minutes. And the first 100 people that listened to it only watched 15 minutes of it. So they missed half an hour of it. Shame, shame, shame. But anyhow, we all have a list of things that I had questions about the Catholic Church. Most people that grew up Protestant, going to Church of Christ, Southern Baptist, Presbyterian, Assembly of God, what have you, Methodist, non-denominational churches. You just hear these things about the Catholic Church, and you see stuff in the movies, on TV shows. It seems like all the families in the movies and TV shows were Catholic, and it's just part of our culture. Like it or not, this may be. The Protestant church is the biggest part of Christianity in America, but it's all divided up. This is a Protestant country, most of it founded by Protestants, but they're all divided into different denominations that believe in some cases completely different dogmas, some things just a little bit. But that being said, the Catholic Church in the United States of America is bigger, still bigger, than all their denominations, okay, put together. So there's roughly 5 times more Catholics than there are Americans in this world. So, but I live in a place, Alabama, the Deep South, where there's hardly any Catholics. There's just a handful of Catholic churches. And I, you know, if you go back and listen to my video yesterday, I didn't really have much contact with the Catholic world. I just heard stuff or read things. But I want to go over a little list. You know, the first time I went to Mass, I was kind of wigged out and I was very intrigued. But I went Ash Wednesday 2013. And I told you yesterday how, you know, how I felt, what was going through my head. But I went with my wife. My wife is her mother's side of family is from Sicily. And when I told you I never really knew any Catholics, well, my wife's grandmother, 100% Catholic, 100% Italian, but she wasn't the kind of Catholic that went around showing it and preaching it. And she would also visit Pentecostal churches and stuff. And the only way I knew she was Catholic was when I went over to her house, you know, those saint cards, things like this. She had about 8,000 of them on the refrigerator. So, and when my kids would go spend the night with grandma, a lot of times they would go to Mass, and it kind of bothered me at the time, but oh well. So I went to that first Mass and totally didn't know what to do, and I already made up my mind, I'm just going to sit through the whole thing. If they kneel, I'm sitting. If they stand, I'm sitting. You know, I'm just going to be a rebel. And I was very skeptical of everything. So my wife had not been, my wife was sort of raised Catholic. But her parents, they didn't raise her Catholic. They just, you know, a little bit of it rubbed off on her. And she left the Catholic Church for boys when she was, you know, junior high school, and she just started going to the church where all the kids went. So she was away from the Catholic Church for 30 years. So at this time in our lives, her grandmother that I just mentioned to you, she was on hospice. She was getting old, real old. And my wife had started going with her grandmother to Mass, just a good thing to do before she passed. So my wife had been going for a few weeks. So she died Valentine's Day, I think, around Valentine's. So March was Ash Wednesday, and my wife wanted us to go to the Catholic Church. So I went, my first time to go to Mass. And the first question I had to my formerly Catholic wife was, I remember leaning over and looking at her and saying, "Why do you Catholics call that priest father? You know, the Bible, Jesus said, call no man your father." And she looked at me and goes, and you know, that's the best answer you can have when these Protestants, especially the trolls, when they ask you questions and you don't know, just tell them, "I don't know. I'll shoot John a text and find out." And but she didn't know. She'd been away to church for years and years and years. But it's what she didn't know is, you know how you do the Apostles' Creed? And when you read the word, how you do the cross like this? Well, she didn't miss a beat. She knew when to stand, to kneel, to sit. She knew everything. She knew what to do. Everybody in there knew what to do except for me. But when I asked her, you know, "What's up with, you know, y'all going against Jesus?" Jesus said, "Don't call that priest no damn father. Y'all gonna call him father anyhow." She didn't know. So the scripture that I had it all pulled up here, probably lose it, but the scripture is in all Matthew 23:9, and everybody in the world's an uproar. I know that there's people that refuse to call a Catholic priest by his title, father. They won't do it. And because it goes against their religion. They get mad about it, especially around here. I've heard some stories, and I always felt like that. I didn't want to call him father. I wanted to call him pastor, because Jesus said, "Don't you call no man father. Don't call no man father." But really, that's not what Jesus said. Okay? Jesus said, "Call no man your father. Call no man your teacher. And call no man your, no, call no man master." Now, that's in the King James Bible. And that word master today means mister. So let's look at what Jesus said. "Call no man on earth father, because you have one heavenly father." And I think that's the relationship Jesus was getting at, of a heavenly father. And he said, "Call no man your teacher and call no one mister." Yet, if I was to ask you what your father's name was, nobody would get upset. Nobody. I've never seen a teacher scold a student when the student said, "My father brought me to school." I've never heard a teacher say, "Jesus said, call no man your father." Or, you know, I've never been at the doctor's office and they said, you know, they got it right there on the, you know how you have to fill out the medical things. You know, "Has your father had heart disease? Has your father had cancer? Has your father?" I'm like, I've never heard anyone filling out those charts and standing up at the doctor's office and throwing a fit. I'm not calling my father my father. You're going to have to redo these forms, because Jesus said, "Call no man your father." I've never heard that. Somebody says, "What's your father's name?" And you say, "My father's name is JoJo." Well, you're not going to hear that person say, "You can't call your father," because everybody that's got a brain, that's got half a brain, knows that we use that word every day. And when Jesus said, "Call an old man your father," you got to take it into context of he was also saying, or teacher, or mister. And I guarantee you, all these people, let's see, here I was being a smart aleck Protestant asking my wife, You know, y'all are in direct violation of the word of God by calling that old priest up there, Father. Why do you do that? Jesus said not to. I mean, it's just, you know, major thing with me. Yet we go all day long saying my yoga teacher, my art teacher, my science teacher, my math teacher. Or you say Mr. James, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. We don't get up in our poor and say, don't call that movie Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, because Jesus said, call no man mister. It's utter stupidity. So you have to look at the context of what Jesus said. And there's a lot of opinions about that. But then you got to look over here. That was Matthew 23. You go look over there. I think it's Luke 16 or 17, where Jesus calls Abraham father. Now, if Jesus uses the word father, address a human being. He also addressed God, our Father who art in heaven. But, you know, when the poor man, when Lazarus went down into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man went down there too when he died, to the torment part, and said the rich man looked afar off and asked the poor man to go get Father Abraham to come help him out. So Jesus didn't stop the parable and say, now hold up. Don't ever call Abraham Father Abraham. Call no man father. It's utter stupidity. So it don't fit. The word, the name Father in the church, Catholic Church, means a spiritual father. Much like you would call a pastor. If you're Baptist, we had pastors. And you know, the word pastor, find me a place in the New Testament where someone is named and called pastor, like Pastor Trevor, Pastor Joe, Pastor John. You know, people say there's no pope mentioned in the Bible. Well, show me where the pastors are mentioned. There's a title called pastor that's mentioned, I think, three times in the whole Bible. And the word pope, papa, that's what my granddaughter calls me. Papa. Pope means papa. It's like a father, a daddy figure. Actually, the pope is the bishop of Rome, and Rome is the headquarters. So bishop is in the Bible. It's in the Protestant Bible. So the pope is in the Bible. Okay? So these things are thought about. They're stupid. Over, I think it's either in 1st or 2nd Corinthians. I need to make some notes. But they say only backslid preachers use notes. So I think it's 1st or 2nd Corinthians chapter 4. You can go look, where Paul talks about church fathers. He uses that word, fathers of the church, older men in authority that know God, that are leading the church. He calls them fathers. Well, shouldn't we scratch that out of our Bibles and tear that page out? Because the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is on purpose contradicting Jesus. Jesus said, call no man father. And Paul turns around and talks about church fathers. So it don't fit. What about when Jesus said, honor thy father and mother? Did he say, oops, did I say that? Don't honor your father. In fact, don't even call him father. Call him something else. Think of another word. And don't call your teacher. Remember that song, Mr. Robinson? You know, hello, Mrs. Robin. All those songs. They got the word Mr. in it. You can't say it no more. Teacher, tell me. You know, all them songs, things you raise in your hand. Classroom teacher. Can't use that word. Jesus said, call no man teacher. So I guess we could call a woman a teacher because Jesus said man. Jesus said, call no man teacher. But he didn't say, call no woman teacher. He didn't say, call no woman father. He didn't say, call no woman mister or ma'am. Do you see how freaking stupid it is? But the non-Catholic critics and trolls, they take that one little passage and they blow it up into a direct command from God. You don't call that damn Catholic priest a father. You're going to hell for worshiping him. I've heard all that kind of stuff. So, anyhow, call no man your father. It's not what the verse says. It says, call no man your father. Call no man your teacher. Call no man mister. So just strike them three words from your vocabulary. If you're going to believe it's wrong to call a Catholic priest, which is a father of the church, Father Joe, Father Bill, Father John, if you believe, if you're not going to do that, then when you call a principal to set up a teacher's appointment, you call school, you got to have a meet with your teacher for your kid. Don't call that teacher Mr. Robinson, Mr. Jones, and don't say that word teacher, because Jesus said, call no man your teacher. So when you call the high school or the grammar school and you need to have a parent-teacher conference, we can't have no parent-teacher conference, because Jesus said, call no man your teacher. What are we going to do? We can't call anybody father. I no longer have a father because I can't call him father. What about the prodigal son? He went home to his father. So that's just one of the most stupid things that non-Catholics are hung up on every freaking day. Okay? But that was my first question as a Catholic. The first question I asked a Catholic after going to Mass. I hadn't been in there 10 minutes. I had a lot more questions come up, and I want to go through every one of those questions in detail. We'll see you next time.